You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the best of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and in this segment, we're giving it up for singer-songwriter Barbara Martin. Back in June of 2011, we spoke with Barbara regarding her release, Eyes on the Horizon, and you'll hear that interview in just a few minutes. From her CD, Eyes on the Horizon, here is Barbara Martin with Blue Storm.
Sun hasn't shone through my window for days. Dark cloud passed over, decided to stay. It's coming down hard, and I'm watching it pour. I'm stuck in the of a blue storm. 2 weeks of dishes piled in the sink. Real eyes unopened, I just sit here and think. Try to get up, then I wonder what for. 'Cause I'm stuck in the middle of a blue storm. And the weatherman says clear skies today, but from where I sit, all I see is rain, rain, rain. I know that I told you to leave me alone, but now all I want is for you to come home. 'Cause the water keeps rising, and I'm sinking down slow. I'm stuck in the middle of a blue storm. Gonna be clear skies today, but from where I sit, all I see is rain, 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 rain. Sun hasn't shone through my window for days. Dark cloud passed over, decided to stay. And it's coming down hard, and I'm watching it pour. I'm stuck in the middle of a blue storm. Uh-huh. I'm stuck in the middle. I'm stuck in the middle of a blues storm.
From her CD Eyes on the Horizon, that was Barbara Martin with Blue Storm. Visit Barbara at her official website, www.barbaramartinmusic.com. I had a chance to catch up with Barbara regarding her career in music, and here's how the interview went.
And with the release of Eyes on the Horizon, how is it different from previous releases?
This is the first all jazz, all original CD that I ever recorded. I have 8 CDs out. I started out as a singer-songwriter, we were in the folk genre, and then got more and more into blues and jazz. And my CDs before Eyes on the Horizon were more or less a combination of blues and jazz, and perhaps a couple of more folky type songs. And this was the first release I've had that's been all jazz and all original.
I see. And now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result of this recording?
I feel wonderful about it. It took me longer than any of my other CDs, because I had made the decision that I was going to do all original material, and it took me a while to get the songs together that I felt were good enough to put on a CD. I just had a blast with the musicians that I hired to be on the CD, Robert Redd and his brother Chuck Redd, and a guitar player that I've worked with for a really long time, Matt Walter. And Steve Wolf is also, he's a bass player in the Washington, D.C. area that I've worked with for a long time. And so I came in with kind of the raw songs, guitar and vocal, and they really helped me with the arranging, and it was just a lot of fun.
Had you ever recorded with this band before?
Well, I've recorded a lot with Mac Walter and with Steve Wolf. This was the first time for me to record with Robert Redd and Chuck Redd on drums and vibes. And the combination was just wonderful.
And who did you work with in terms of producing it?
Well, I pretty much produced it myself. I've worked with Mac Walter for such a long time that he was the recording engineer, but I would say it was 25% produced by him. It's hard for us to work together and not really, we just worked together for so long that it's hard for us not to kind of go in sync together. But I pretty much produced it on my own.
And talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
Oh my gosh, I guess it started in third grade with the clarinet. I grew up in Evansville, Indiana, and they had a very strong band program. And my dad had played clarinet in the Purdue Marching Band, which is a Purdue University in Indiana, and he had his clarinet, and so I inherited that, and so I started out playing bass clarinet, and then played regular clarinet, and then played bass clarinet in middle school, and then I learned how to play classical piano. Then when I was 12, my older brother and I bought a guitar, and that was kind of the end of the piano, I still play piano, but mostly when I play the guitar.
And with all that sort of musical training behind you, at what point did songwriting, you know, open up for you?
Pretty much when I got the guitar. We had moved to Iowa from Indiana, and it was a kind of a different place than Indiana. It was cold, and much, much colder than Indiana was, and I spent a lot of time by myself, just because we had moved and I didn't have a lot of friends. I spent a lot of time in my room alone and with the guitar, and so I started writing my first songs when I was 12 or 13, and I just continued on from there.
And what sort of music informed your songwriting in the beginning? I mean, earlier you said, you know, you started out, you know, doing folk music and then kind of made this gradual transition to blues and jazz. But what kind of got your go in the beginning?
Oh, in the beginning it was definitely Joan Baez. I had the Joan Baez songbook, Bob Dylan, the Beatles, Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, definitely. And then I progressed from there to, I lived in Boston for a while, and I was very much into the new wave rock scene, which didn't last very long. I moved to Virginia. I played bass in a country band. And then I think the real turning point for me musically was when I bought a Bessie Smith CD, her Columbia record collection. And I listened to that, and I just became fascinated with her music and started really listening to the women from that era. Sydney Wallace and Alberta Turner and Alberta Hunter. So that got me into the blues, but more of a jazzy kind of blues, which the classic blues were. And from there, I moved on to Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald, and I still consider, I don't do as much blues as I used to do, but that was what led me into jazz. I got into jazz from that angle, from the classic blues singers.
So it wasn't like the Joni Mitchell angle of her embrace of Mingus or anything like that. It was, you know,
no,
more...
it really wasn't. It was, I got into jazz definitely from blues.
Visit Barbara at her official website, www.barbaramartinmusic.com. From her CD, Eyes on the Horizon, here is Barbara Martin once again with Too Late to Die Young.
I want to be James Dean with insolent lips, black leather jacket and a swagger to my hips. I want to crash head on, but it's too late to die young. I want to come unhinged from a broken heart, just like Pharophilia, struck down by Cupid's dart. But I survived that scene, so it's too late to die young. It's romantic, tragic, publicity magic, to go when you're in your prime. 'Cause people can't spin who you could have been if you'd only had more time. So I wanna be Amelia Earhart, scarf trailing in the wind, lost, circling forever, a jaunty heroine. I wanna fly into the sun, but it's too late to die young. Thank you. Head on, but it's too late to die young. I want to come unhinged from a broken heart, just like Ophelia struck down by Cupid's dart. But I survived that scene, so it's too late to die young. It's romantic, tragic, publicity, magic to go when you're in your prime. 'Cause people can't spin who you could have been if you only had more time. So I wanna be Amelia Earhart, scarf trailing in the wind, lost, circling forever. Fly into the sun, but it's too late. I'm thinking might be a little too late, or maybe a lot too late to die young.
You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Donna Destry, and her forthcoming CD, Element of Fire. With producer Stephen Jones of Etranger Musique at her side, Donna embraces a haunting electronic sound marked by exotic melodies and Donna's own ethereal voice on songs such as In Dreams, Some of Your Time, and Fire. Element of Fire by Donna Destry. RockWire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Donna at Facebook.com. Take a break from the asinine chick flick starring Jennifer What's-Her-Name from Friends and treat yourself to a different kind of movie-going experience. The Guild Cinema is Albuquerque's only venue for eclectic cinema 7 days a week. From uncompromising documentaries to daring foreign films to kitschy cult favorites, the Guild Cinema provides something different. Something better. The Guild Cinema. Located at 3405 Central Avenue Northeast. For news on upcoming screenings, check out guildcinema.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for singer-songwriter Barbara Martin and her latest release, Eyes on the Horizon. I had a chance to catch up with Barbara regarding the new release and her life in music, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
Explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
I get that question so often.
Oh, no.
Well, it's funny because there's just no clear answer. Sometimes I write with co-writers, and we really set out with almost an assignment that we're going to write a certain kind of song. Sometimes I set out to write a song by myself with... I wrote a song, Blue Storm, with a definite idea of I wanted to write a song that was... like stormy weather. Harold Arlen is one of my favorite writers. And I wanted to write a song that was, not that sounded like that, but had the same mood as that. Other times I write songs and I'll just wake up in the morning and they'll just pop out. Other times it's an experience. That I really feel called to write about. Sometimes I'm doing a CD and I think, hey, you know, I need a great swing tune on this. Or when I was writing the songs for Eyes on the Horizon, I wanted it to be balanced and I wanted to have a blues and I wanted to have some Latin and I wanted to have some swing. And some of those just kind of happened that way. Other ones I thought, ooh, I need a blues. So I just set out to write a blues. So sometimes they kind of pop out with just a, you know, very inspirational, and other times I just sit down and think, okay, I want to write this kind of song.
And with that being said, what songs off of Eyes on the Horizon resonate for you the most and why?
Well, I think the title cut, which I wrote with Joel Evans, and he's a Californian. He lives in San Francisco. He's a very successful film and TV songwriter. I was in California for some conferences, and I visited Joel, and he lives in San Francisco on the 30th floor of a building in a condominium that's surrounded by windows. And strangely enough, on that day, it was perfectly clear, which is kind of unusual in San Francisco. And I had the idea for this song. I had the title, Eyes on the Horizon, but it was just so perfect, because there we were, and looking out of his windows from his condo, and you could see almost 360 degrees, the Golden Gate Bridge, just San Francisco Bay, and as we were looking, we looked over and saw an older building amidst all of the taller skyscrapers, and we saw that it had a widow's walk. And we started talking about what that must have been like when that building was there, and imagining the captain's wife walking on the widow's walk, waiting for his ship to come back. And that was the inspiration for that song. So that was one of the ones that really came out within a few hours of very inspirational writing. And I also really like Since You've Been Here, just because it describes the point in my life. I've been living alone for a while, and I'm in a new relationship, and just getting used to having someone new in your life. And I like Too Late to Die Young a lot. That was another one that just came out. What am I going to write about it? I just got this wild idea, and out it came.
Well, with 8 albums behind you, I mean, you've got quite a repertoire. I mean, what can we expect from you after this release?
I don't know. I'm doing some recording now. I've written 2 songs that are more in a Brazilian mode, and I'm in the process of recording them, and I think that they'll be simpler. They'll probably just be guitar, a little bit of percussion, maybe bass. One song might have accordion on it. So I'm thinking about going back to a simpler, more acoustic sound. Definitely not folky. Still jazz, but not with a, not necessarily with a drum kit and a piano, and more classic idea of jazz.
And what would you like someone to come away with after they've heard Eyes on the Horizon, the album?
Oh my! I guess I'd like them to come away with a whole spectrum of emotions, and I'd also like them to come away with appreciation for. I think there's some really wonderful, wonderful playing on that album. The musicians are just fabulous. There's some tremendous solos. There's a tremendous trombone solo by John Jensen on Too Late to Die Young. And there's tremendous saxophone solos by Bruce Swaim. And there's some really good playing on that CD. So I want them to get the emotions of the songs, but also just really dig the great playing.
Visit Barbara Martin at her official website, www.barbaramartinmusic.com. From her CD, Eyes on the Horizon, here is Barbara Martin once more with Since You've Been Here.
My bed, nose in a book, with a cat by my head. Now I'm not getting a bigger red since you've been here. Used to be my house, my way, my favorite show at the same time each day. Now my routine's all rearranged since you've been here. The scent of you are every place. Used to be my life, my heart, safe on a shelf till you caught me off guard and my defenses fell apart since you've been here. Since you've been here, it used to be my house, my way, my favorite show at the same time each day. Now my routine's all rearranged since you've been here. You've invaded my space. The sight, the sound, the scent of you are every place. It used to be my life, my heart, safe on a shelf till you caught me off guard and my defenses fell apart since you've been here.
That's going to do it for this edition of Jazzed in Blue. A special thanks goes out to Brian Landris, Kenny Love, and to Barbara Martin for their time and, more importantly, the music they've given us. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Jazzed in Blue is powered by Rockwired Media, LLC. A limited liability company and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.